values in our lawn.
Started.
Hello. Good
Hi,
evening
Priti.
today.
Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. All right, Vijay. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be your coach today. And it's definitely my honor to share this platform with you. I would like to inform you that I would like to record this session. This is purely for evaluation for ICF. Do I have
sure.
permission for the same?
Yes, please. Yes.
Thank you. Also, I would like to let you know that before we begin, I would like you to take some time off, take a couple of deep breaths, and let me know when you're ready to begin.
Yep, Priti, I'm ready.
Okay. So, Vijay, what would you like to discuss today?
Priti, what I want to discuss with you today is on my schedule in terms of planning my day, in terms of the way it has been, in terms of how generally, well-planned I keep my day. But off late, what has happened is that I have been not been able to follow my schedule. So let me just give you a background. You know, typically the way I plan my days is go for either gym or yoga in the morning, then go to office, then come back, especially on the work from home days, go for a walk, have that complete schedule. Then after that, even before, you know, going off to sleep, have a night routine, proper night routine, which involves journaling and reading at least one page of book every day. So typically this has been my routine since I would say more than 2 years now, but it's just that since last month, I would say from April, what is happening is that I have not been able to follow my routine. And this is where something, you know, I thought maybe I'll bring that up in the conversation today to discuss and explore with you on how and what I can do ahead.
Okay, thank you. So, Vijay, what I hear is that I hear you are looking at how to plan your day. I also hear that you are looking at following a routine. I also hear that you would like to have, you know, your day planned. So you're exploring, it seems like you're exploring options to have a planned routine for your day.
Yeah, more than exploring options, I would say maybe, if I have to put it that way, Preeti, that maybe follow it consistently is the right word which I would put in my words. So, like, I know what I need to do. It's quite well thought of, well planned in that sense, as I mentioned. And I had the same thing which I have been doing since 2 years, except for the, you know, the seasonal ups and downs, which obviously comes in when life takes over. But otherwise, I have been able to bounce back on the routine very religiously. It's just that now I feel it's been more than 1 month now that I've not been able to go back to the same routine. So essentially, I'm looking for some consistency in following the routine from my perspective.
Okay. Great, great that you've already recognized, what you're looking for. So, Vijay, I hear that you would like to follow routine and be consistent.
Yes.
I also hear that you would want to be consistent with the routine. So tell me more about this consistency in routine.
So when I say consistency, Priti, at least, you know, when I plan my week or a month also, the way I see, okay, maybe there are some days wherein obviously, you know, work will take over, something on the personal front will take over, so which is fine. But when I say consistency, at least from a week perspective, I would really want to achieve 5 days in a week wherein I follow my routine thoroughly. what I had planned for, essentially some things which is outside work. Because work is something which will anyways happen, right? On an everyday basis. That's something which you know that Monday to Friday you have to go to work, be it office, be it work from home. So that will happen, and there will be meetings which will be set up. There will be people who will come to you for whatever they want, or you will go to people for the work-related thing. But I just feel from outside of work perspective as well, something, you know, beyond work, something from from your own spiritual perspective, from your physical well-being perspective and your mental well-being perspective, that is something, even if I am able to achieve something consistently in 5 days out of a 7 days week, that is something which I would say is a very good achievement for me for that week.
Right. Wow. So, Vijay, I hear you achieving a routine. I hear consistency. I hear being having 5 days consistency as well. So being regular, I hear regular 5 days consistency. So what are we really exploring today?
So we are exploring on how can I go back to my schedule and follow that on a consistent in a consistent manner. That is what I would want to explore with you today, because that's this is not something which is new for me, or there's something which I have planned, you know, very recently, which I'm not able to follow. I feel I have been able to follow this, as I mentioned, for last 2 years. On and off, especially, of course, there are exceptions. I wouldn't say there have never been exceptions, but generally, the way I've seen, there are exceptions when I travel for work or on a personal travel or something of that sort. Only those are exceptions, and then some exceptional days when you know there are a lot of things at work or on a personal front, which is fine because you need to make those exceptions. But now, I would say from April, what is happening is that I have just not been able to go back in that rhythm. I have just been very off the rhythm, and I have not been able to do, you know, much in any of the space, be it on a physical well-being level, be it on my reading level every day, be it on my journaling level every day. So, yeah, if I have to answer it very short, yeah, we are exploring how do I go back to my routine and follow that consistently. That is what I would want to explore.
Wonderful. Great. And Vijay, when you say, being consistent in following the schedule, what does it mean to you?
Consistency for me, as I said, if I have planned my week in advance, and again, I would not really talk about work because I feel on a work front, you know, work will take over and things will happen once you are at work, be it from home or be it in office. You know, you are able to achieve or at least do whatever work you are required to do. But for me, consistency is outside work from my own well-being perspective. I should be able to achieve the things which I said, you know, at least something on the physical exercise front, or something on a reading front, or something on a journaling front for at least 5 days in a week. That is what consistency is to me.
Also, I hear achieving beyond work, professional goals like reading, exercising. I hear, being consistent for 5 days a week at least. Great. And what makes, being consistent to follow the schedule so important to you now?
It is important now because this has been more than 1 month of inconsistency, I would say, that I have noticed in myself. And I have not been able to bounce back on the routine, which is a very, very long period, you know. So I have my journals, and this is the first time that I see so many blank, you know, spots in my journal because I have not journaled that day. And it's not something which I have seen in the last 2 years. So that's why it's important, because I just feel there is something which I have planned and I am not able to, you know, achieve it because I'm not following my routine consistently.
Right. Great. So I hear you want to be regular. I also hear that you'd want to bounce back to what you were, following. And I also hear that you would like to continue journaling regularly. It
Yes.
seems consistently following the schedule is now becoming important. So just to continue, what is the purposefulness of, this consistency in following the schedule in your life right now?
I would say the purposefulness is for me to purposefulness would be for me to be a better human being, be a better person, be better at what I have been doing, and yeah, mainly also the overall well-being from my perspective.
I hear you would like to be a better human being, following consistency. I also hear that you are looking at your overall well-being. And what would being consistent, in following your schedule bring to you?
It will give me a lot of joy. I would be quite happy with myself. I would say I would see myself as a more balanced person if I'm able to follow my routine consistently.
True, that's wonderful. So definitely I hear, joy, I hear happiness, I also hear being balanced. So Vijay, what is the useful outcome for you in this conversation today?
I say clarity on how can I bounce back on my routine and be more consistent is what I'm really looking at. So far, I just feel while I do keep thinking on and off, okay, I have not been reading, okay, I have not been going for my yoga class, okay, I have not been able to go to the gym. And I also see those blank, columns in my journal which are dated, that okay, I have not really journaled that day. So I would say that is what I would want essentially, some clarity on how do I really, go back and start my routine and follow it consistently.
Great. So, Vijay, what needs to shift in your perspective to get to the to get clarity and be consistent to follow your schedule or routine?
I think what needs to change is to maybe just start doing whatever I can in a day. Because right now what happens is, okay, if my day has not started from what I had thought about, okay, let's say for example, I thought about going to the yoga class first thing in the morning and I did not wake up on time and I did not go for that. I just have it in my head that maybe, yeah, okay, I mean, even today is a day when I have not really, followed my schedule, but it was just the morning. So maybe what I could do rather is, okay, the morning time is gone, but I could still work on whatever is the time that I have in my hand in evening and make use of it. So I think maybe that perspective that needs to shift that it's okay even if the day has not started the way you wanted, but you can still make the most of what you have after working hours by the end of the day.
Nice thought there. So, Vijay, I hear you would like to utilize your time effectively. I also hear that you'd also make the most of the hours, evening hours after work.
Yes.
What needs your attention to now, get to follow the routine?
Needs my attention. I think maybe the fact which I mentioned that it's okay that the day has not started off well, but I need to pay attention to what I have in hand even for the rest of the day and make use of it. I need to pay more attention to even, the smallest of, I would say, even if it is a very limited time that I have in hand after working hard. But yeah, maybe like I can start reading a page or something, or maybe journal down whatever few things that I have on my mind. So that from an entire routine perspective, I start going back to the routine step by step, if not in entirely.
Okay, wonderful. Great. I hear you like to pay attention on how you spend your day. And I also hear that you would like to keep practicing journaling on a daily basis without fail. So, Vijay, what needs your attention? Sorry, what matters most to you? To get, sorry, I'm so sorry. What will enable you to, get into this routine?
I think from my enabler perspective, as I said, I need to start doing things one by one rather than the way I'm currently looking at is okay, I'm not following my routine, not following my routine. And that when I look at it, it's on a very holistic, on a full day basis. Okay, this is the routine which I had thought and I'm not following. I think what would enable me is essentially to start making use of whatever little time that I get in hand. And make use of it by reading or journaling, and maybe kind of exclude the non-value-added things that sometimes I keep doing in a day. Maybe I need to just be mindful of where am I really spending my time and what can really be eliminated from a day's routine perspective so that I can then focus on what I really want to do in my day.
Great. So, what is becoming clearer now?
Think one thing that is becoming clearer is take small steps. Maybe while there has been a big gap from following the routine, but then what will help is taking small steps in that direction, rather than, expecting to be completely in your routine which you have in your head. And as I said, maybe if there is a day when I don't start my morning the way I plan to, I still take a book and read. I still journal, maybe if not for the same day, the previous day. And that's how maybe move slowly, slowly towards getting back to what I finally want myself from myself.
Great. And so what are you learning about yourself?
What am I learning about myself? I'm learning that somewhere I can go back to the routine even after a huge gap, even after this huge break. It's me who has to consciously make those efforts and take those small steps in that direction to finally reach where I ideally want to reach. Yeah.
What actions would you take to achieve this?
I think from an actions perspective, it would be Maybe I'll write down few things in front of my desk or something, that these are the three things, and at least you have to achieve one out of this for the day, maybe to start with. It kind of gives you some motivation that okay, these are the three things which you had planned, but yeah, you did achieve at least one out of it. So that's how maybe one this week, two next week, and finally go back to the routine slowly this way. So maybe yeah, having it in writing and in front of you, maybe on a post-it or something on your laptop or on your desk, maybe it would help, is what I would plan.
Wonderful. That's nice. And what resources, you think you need to achieve this?
I think right now I just need a pen and a post-it to start with.
Nice. Who can help you in this process?
It's me who has to help myself. It's very clear. It's my
Okay.
routine, it's my day, it's my plan in my brain. So it's only me who has to help myself, kind of execute what I had planned and what I have been doing, and essentially bounce back and have that routine which I would want to have on a regular basis.
Great. And how can I help you?
I think you can help by asking me during the next session on at least checking on me as to how did I, kind of progress
Sure.
between this conversation and our next conversation.
I will. Anything else that you would like to discuss today?
No, I think, yeah, that is what was on my mind.
Okay, great. So, are you okay to close the session?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Vijay, for your time. You have a great evening.
Thank you, you too.
I think it is not getting recorded. It's still saying request was to start cloud recording.
None of the recording had started. I think someone has to stop it.